am warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
Hey there, this is Dan Sheridan with paulsofangel.com. Thanks for listening today. Now I have a question for you. What does God think about you? Or what do you think God thinks about you? Do you think he likes you? You may say to me, Dan, I've done some pretty bad things.
No, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
I would reply, of course you did. You may say again, well, I'm not worthy. I would reply, of course you're not worthy. You might say again, I'll try to do better. I would reply, don't even try, bud. What? Yes, you heard me correct. Don't bother. Your sins do not affect what God thinks about you.
Look, Ma, I'm roadkill. Ha ha ha.
And your efforts to do better do not change his mind either. You know, people are funny. When I ask people if they think God likes them, they immediately think of what they have done, good or bad.
Somebody stop me!
You know, you're looking in the wrong place. I asked you about God, and you were thinking about yourself. Let me read a passage of scripture from the Apostle Paul. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation, how that God was in Christ, conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them, and placing in us the word of the conciliation. For Christ, then, are we ambassadors, as of God entreating through us, we are beseeching for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God. For the one not knowing sin, he makes to be a sin offering for our sakes, that we may be becoming God's righteousness in him. Now, in this scripture, we have briefly stated the heart of the true evangel for the world in this administration of grace. And the keynote is conciliation. It's not the sinner conciliating God, mind you, by his penance and prayers, but it's God conciliating the sinner. Now, the sinner may be the most offensive, awful person in the world.
All right, I confess. I did it, you hear? And I'm glad. Glad, I tell you!
But God does not reckon these offenses against him. Let this be clear. God is not charging men with their sins, for Christ died for their sins. He is not pressing their offenses, for he is bent on conciliation. As a matter of fact, the evangel is not concerned with the sinner at all, but with God's attitude toward him and with the sufferings of Christ. He has placed in his messengers not the message of judgment.
What are they gonna do to me, Sarge? What are they gonna do?
But the word of conciliation. God insists on being at peace with the world no matter how they treated his son or Paul or any of his ambassadors. This is an amazing proof of his grace and love that God, not the sinner, does the beseeching now. And nothing can be so foreign to this evangel as a sinner praying to God, for it closes his ears to God's entreaties. Religion makes man entreat God, but God is entreating man. Now, believers are ambassadors for the high court of heaven, proclaiming peace and conciliation. When the sinner receives the conciliation, there is mutual reconciliation between him and God. So, sinner, no matter how bad you are, God is beseeching you through me right now. Be conciliated to God. Just accept it. Your sins are no hindrance, for he has made Christ a sin offering for our sakes, that we may become God's righteousness in him. There is nothing for you to do except accept his love. Simply thank and adore him for his grace. Stop looking in yourself and look to God and what he's done for you. So let me ask you again. What does God think of you?
You love me. You really love me.
This is Dan Sheridan with paulsofangel.com. Our number is 847-312-4676.
It's party time! P-A-R-T. Why?
Because I gotta!